Hello everyone. Hello, before I begin, it's George from Ireland. Please like and subscribe my videos at the end. Anyway, this video is about Donald J. Trump, who's coming back into office in exactly a week at 12 noon, and his astonishing and horrific statements about Greenland the other day, which is one of the territories of the Danish crown, showing just how cretinous he is. But I don't think he'll act in it. Remember, he said he intended to annex Greenland. And he might use economic coercion. A journalist put it to him, would he exclude the use of military force? Trump said no, he wouldn't. So impliedly, he is willing to start an illegal war of unprovoked aggression against Denmark, which has never done anything against the United States. And indeed, he's been a US ally for about 80 years. So we see Trump's Drang nach Osten. This would be a gross breach of international law. Even talking about it is. There's sovereign equality. All sovereign states, from the Vatican on one end of the scale to, say, China or Russia on the other end of the scale, or India, of huge land area, huge population, they have equality in as much as they all have the right to respect for their international borders. They can all issue passports, sign treaties, ratify treaties, withdraw from treaties, send diplomats, receive diplomats, and so forth, no matter how large or small they are in area or population, no matter how rich or poor. I'm sure Trump has never heard of national self-determination or sovereign equality and so forth. Now, no state willingly cedes land. Okay, there might be a separatist movement that the sovereign state decides to concede to. The United States would never willingly cede an inch of its territory. So you see how Trump is driven by these fantasies of blood and gold. He's always been a bully, a thug, a coward, and bullies usually are cowards, always about how tough he is, tough, tough, tough. Why is he impelled to constantly broadcast his toughness? Is precisely because he isn't, and he suffers from this crushing sense of inadequacy. Well, at least he's right about one thing. As his niece said, so often he's broadcasting to an audience of one, his late father, who said, be a killer, be absolutely merciless, no compassion. That's for wimps. Okay, you've got to have no morals whatsoever to win at all costs, no morality, no humanity, no common decency, no ethical principles, no honesty. And Trump has lived by that, and look where it's got him. Anyway, and he was just the conviction the other day, well, some months ago, led to the sentencing, a slap on the wrist punishment, just some minor fine, not one day in prison. It's staggering, it's sickening, it's totally unsurprising that a billionaire should get away with that. If he was a teenager who shoplifted something for a few dollars in a cruel state, he'd be getting a few years in prison. But, you know, someone like him, a mature adult, who's at every advantage in life, commit serious felonies several times, all this false accounting, lying about his electoral expenses, and gets virtually no punishment. So there's very little justice in the United States. But his behavior is distressingly reminiscent of other aggressors. Vladimirovich Putin would be an example. So Trump's statements about wanting to invade Greenland, that aggravates global instability and enmity. It shows he has no respect for international law or borders. He's got no respect for domestic law either, as we well know, because what he's proposing is to annex the island. That would be robbery on a national scale, saying he wouldn't rule out the use of military force. Remember this for the man who vowed no foreign wars. I don't think he's going to annex Greenland. Of course, I could be mistaken. But, you know, he's broken so many promises. He did not build that border wall with Mexico. Mexico did not pay a peso towards it. In fact, the United States did not build one inch of that border wall, not one brick. Okay, the Obama era fence was still there. Some of that was repaired, but there's no new barrier. What else? He did not make medicines better. He did not make medicines cheaper, like he vowed to do. He did not win the trade war. He did not bring back any factory jobs. He did not defeat ISIS. He did not defeat the Taliban. And lie after lie after lie after lie, unblushingly told, shamelessly told. And the wholesale deglutition of these blatant lies by so many Americans is staggering. So you can fool some of the people all the time. It's like Churchill said. But by Trump's statements against Denmark, which is a member of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, this has enfeebled NATO and caused them to mistrust the United States. This is what we in Ireland called goo-boo, grotesque, unprecedented, bizarre, and unbelievable. The only thing is that doesn't strain credulity is it's Trump who's saying it. His megalomania has been blatant for decades, naming things after himself, the Trump Organization, Trump Towers, Trump Steaks, Trump Airlines, Trump Wine. He doesn't even drink wine, and on and on and on. So his egomania, his illimited avarice, and that's why Putin has his kindred spirit. The largest land area in the world isn't enough for Putin's small man syndrome, or perhaps, you know, the United States isn't enough for Trump's small hand syndrome. Very touchy about that one. And then boasting about the size of his membrum virile at a political rally. Staggering that the family values people go for someone like him. The wing nuts, the Bible bashers, these Christian fundamentalists who are oh so holy family values people, they go for him. Well, it's nauseating. Trump, the guy who fell in love, his own words, fell in love with Kim Jong-un, the tyrant of a communist state who's got slave laborers in coal mines, keeps political prisoners by the tens of thousands. When I say slaves, I do mean slaves in an absolutely literal sense. And then selling them to companies in China and Russia, and most of their salary goes back to North Korea, paid. Sometimes slaves are paid. If they get three meals a day, they consider themselves lucky. So he's got a bromance with every sadistic tyrant that there is. He is so fond of North Korea, a tyranny which viciously persecute Christians. And that's the one, that's the candidate the Christian evangelicals go for. Well, so much for, you know, Christian solidarity. Now, is Trump being a provocateur with these daft statements? Maybe it's just diversionary tactic. This is to misdirect you from whatever the verdict of that court in New York was. But it makes me call to mind the Monroe Doctrine. So you go back to the, is it the 1830s when there was President Monroe? And he said that the United States would not accept the encroachment of any European power anywhere else in the American continent. European countries like the United Kingdom or France or Spain, which already had possession of the American continent, could keep them. Canada was then British North America. France to this day is French Guyana, but there were other French-ruled islands, Danish-ruled islands in the Caribbean Sea. Spain still ruled Cuba and Puerto Rico in those days. And the United Kingdom ruled much of the Caribbean. So he accepted that, but said there must be no expansion of European countries. That's why the United States, say, opposed the French in Mexico in the 1860s. The US was busy with the American Civil War, so couldn't take action. But Trump, being a complete ignoramus, who's not just not read a book in his life, probably hasn't read a page in his life, doesn't realize the United States has long said, we accept extant European possessions in the American continent, but we just wouldn't agree to any expansion. So he might be saying, oh, well, Greenland is closer to the American continent, it's to Europe, it's really part of the American continent, therefore, you know, Denmark shouldn't rule it. Now, the Greenland's in free association with Denmark. They could break away. They're internally self-governing. They rely on Denmark for foreign affairs and military support. They've only got 57,000 people. So they couldn't afford a military worth a name or even to run many embassies. So we see Trump resorting to his hyper-nationalist, ultra-aggressive rhetoric. And this is considered impressive by some of his thuggish supporters. His belligerence is notorious. Remember him urging people in 2016 to beat up peaceful protesters at his rallies. Wow, wow. And these assaults happened, battery, serious assaults, and saying, seriously, guys, I'll pay the legal fees. And despite that, incitement to violence, the crime occurred, and no legal action taken against him. It is staggering. It's sickening. And he did it again. How did he get away with it? Because incitement to violence is a crime. Even if no violence occurs, if you go and say, punch him in the face, if this chap doesn't punch somebody in the face, nevertheless, you incited violence, you're still liable. But he can get away with it. Obviously, it's one rule for the super rich, and it's one another rule for everybody else. Trump has got this poisonous cocktail of ignorance and arrogance, and perhaps one enables the other. And you can see why he's got this superiority complex. There are striking parallels between him and Putin and Putin's illegal wars, because Trump hasn't launched any, but he's talking about it. Remember, I mean, threat of war is illegal, not just war. If you threaten war, even if you don't actually start it, that's illegal, as was ruled at the Nuremberg International Criminal Tribunal, which the United States helped to create, where the United States sent judges who ruled against these Nazi war criminals. So Putin, no matter how illogical, no matter how flimsy, has cobbled together some sort of historical claim to Ukraine, despite it lacking cogency. It's not meritless, whereas the Greenland is not American territory. It's never been the territory of the United States. The United States has got no historical claim whatsoever, not one scintilla of a claim. Even Trump has not said that. He hasn't the temerity to say that it ever was US territory. So this underscores Trump's imbecility, insanity, inanity, how it's getting worse. He's had those symptoms of pre-Alzheimer's for years. Remember, it's a hereditary condition. His father had it. This doesn't guarantee that Trump will get it, but it wouldn't surprise me at all. So Trump thinks it's all about real estate. He's got absolutely no regard to the wishes of the people of Greenland. They're entitled to decide their own destiny. And that's why Trump has got no concern about human rights whatsoever. There was a notorious Central Park jogger case when he said children, I really do mean people under 18, ought to be executed. I'll say it again, executed for a crime they did not commit. Okay, they were acquitted of that, and the DNA even proved they were not guilty. It's not just they were possibly guilty, they were certainly innocent of this assault and rape of a woman in Central Park way back in the 1980s. Surely racially tinged. The complainant was white. The boys accused were black and Hispanic. Okay, don't doubt that this woman suffered a horrendous crime, but those suspects were not guilty. And Trump took out huge advertisements saying they ought to be executed. They shouldn't have a fair trial. Wow, it's staggering. It's after that people like the Clintons befriended him, knowing how racist he was, knowing how cruel he was. So we see his aggression proposing this illegal war of unprovoked aggression. It'd be smash and grab. It'd be a breach of the Pact of Paris signed in 1928, often known as the Kellogg-Briand Pact, because the US Secretary of State Frank B. Kellogg signed it with his French analog Aristide Briand, agreeing not to initiate a war and able to fight a self-defensive war. That's been international law for almost a century. And I'm sure Trump wouldn't know about that because he's a complete ignoramus. Making these intimidatory statements is therefore illegal. It's a clear breach of the United Nations Charter. And the United States was so instrumental in establishing the UN. Threat of war. It's attempting to destroy national self-determination. Is Greenland a nation or not? Arguably, it might be part of the Danish nation, but it is most certainly not part of the United States. There is undermining democratic peace theory. It's only a theory, it's not a law. The idea that democracies do not go to war against each other. A dictatorship will go against war against another dictatorship, or a dictatorship against a democracy, but two democracies don't fight each other. And there are almost no counterexamples of that in the modern era. Of course, often we've only had real democracy for a bit over a century. Even in the most advanced countries, to say that every man and every woman, virtually every man and every woman, citizen of the country, can vote. So I don't think it will happen, but I could be mistaken. I wouldn't put it past him. And what Trump is doing is playing into the hands of Russia. And I've heard this from Ruskies so often. This is the tu quoque argument saying, but look at what the United States did. They invaded Iraq. They invaded Afghanistan. They're proposing to annex Greenland. So we're allowed to do the same. We'll get back to the 1950s, the Stalinist era slogan, and you are lynching Negroes. I hope that's not racially insensitive. I'm just quoting the word they used to say in the 1950s, saying, don't accuse us. Yes, there's huge scale torture in the Soviet Union. Yes, we enslave people by the millions. And I do mean enslave, send them to slave labor camps for being a bit too religious, allegedly being dissidents. But that's permissible because, of course, the Ku Klux Klan gets away with these public ritual murders in the American South. Anyway, Greenland, why would Trump care? Well, it's the largest island in the world, if you exclude Australia as an island, because supposedly that's part of a continent, Australasia. Anyway, it's rich in minerals. It's also got strategic significance, because that northern sea route is increasingly important. Russia's got the largest Arctic coast. But wait a second, you can buy those minerals anyway. Denmark allows the United States to have military bases there anyway. Flying over the poles is increasingly important, as you can't fly over Russian airspace. And because of global warming, that northern sea route is navigable for more and more of the year. And Putin was investing quite heavily in that, thinking that would be a major shipping for Chinese manufacturers, oil and gas and so forth. How about the indigenous Greenlanders? Well, What do they want? Some of them want independence. So what Trump, what's he going to do? Nuke, get it? Capital of Greenland, nuke, N-W-K. So Greenland is allowed to decide its own destiny. As a territory of Denmark, it was in the European Economic Community. It left in 1986, the only country to ever leave the EEC, as it then was. It wasn't European back in those days. But going back into the history of it, it's been inhabited for perhaps 10,000 years. But go back to the ancient Scandinavians, and of course, we can't draw a sharp distinction in the Dark Ages between Denmark, Sweden, Norway, and so on, Scandinavia. Some of Sweden is part of Denmark, and so on. But anyway, Scandinavians sailed to the west. They hit Iceland. They settled there. It is very rocky and gelid, and they gave it that descriptive name, Iceland, mainly settled by Norwegians. But anyway, sailed further west, and they found Greenland. And they said, well, if we call it even Iceland, nobody's going to settle there. Let's call it Greenland. Well, that was a bit of public relations, false advertising, a rebranding exercise, if there was one. And as a snake oil salesman that he is, Trumpster, as a massive scale fraudster, he would recognize the technique. So Denmark and the United States, the contrast could scarcely be greater. Remember, Denmark's a member of NATO, like the United States. Denmark is a member of the European Union since New Year's Day 1973. Is a monarchy, the oldest monarchy in Europe. How cosmopolitan it is with their Australian queen, Mary MacDonald, with their king who's French on his father's side. And those Danes, well, they were some of the first Europeans in the American continent. Vinland, they used to call it because of the vines. But Denmark is often top of the Human Development Index. If you look at education, of life expectancy, income, equality, how clean the environment is, gross domestic product per capita is so, so high. 90% of Danes can speak English, usually flawless English. Danish is very difficult to learn because you speak to them in broken Danish, I'm told, they'll respond to you in excellent English. But looking at other Scandinavians, it reminds me of Gore Vidal years ago saying, when's the last time you ever met a Swedish immigrant in the United States? Because the Swedes in the 19th century moved to the US in significant numbers. By the 1950s, they hardly moved there at all. Why not? Because of the Swedish model. In Sweden and other Scandinavian countries, life was so good. Low unemployment, low inflation, growing economy, excellent public services, and so on. It's very clean, it's very safe. Life is very, very happy there. And, you know, John F. Kennedy, he persuaded Congress to change those immigration quotas in the early 1960s, no longer to favor Western Europe, partly because Western Europeans had stopped moving to the United States of America in serious numbers, because life was getting better in Western Europe. And like Denmark is really top of the tree, got having outstanding public transport and so on. They've managed significant immigration as well. It's a very, very attractive place. So, the difference with the United States is quite astonishing. Now, the United States has its allurements as well. But I think the US could learn a lot from Denmark. Okay, Republic of Ireland, or United Kingdom, we can learn a lot from Denmark as well. And thinking of Greenland, there are lemmings there. Rather remind me of the Trumpists in their insane, mindless rush to follow their leader over the cliff to their doom. So Trump is suffering his derangement of mind, proposing to buy something for not for sale. He said it in his first presidential term, the property magnate, the supposed deal maven who's terrible at deals, the art of the deal, which he didn't even write. Now, the United States hasn't done this since 1917, when they purchased land from Denmark as well. The U.S. Virgin Islands used to be the Danish West Indies. And the United States purchased that in the First World War, fearing that if Germany overran Denmark, they could very easily do, overran it in hours in the Second World War, if they annexed Denmark, they would simply station troops, warships in the Virgin Islands, very close to the United States. So Denmark was persuaded to sell it to the United States with absolutely no regard to the wishes of the inhabitants, most people of African stock. It's a territory of the United States to this day still hasn't been upgraded to the status of a state of the United States. But times have changed. And Woodrow Wilson, the one who signed off on that deal, he's the guy who was a promulgator of national self-determination, ironically enough. But as he was a white supremacist, maybe he thought the people of the Danish West Indies didn't count. The United States has bought land before, the Alaska Purchase from Russia in 1867, Seward's Folly. And some Russians say that's invalid. They want it back, which emphasizes why it's so important that Putin's federation is defeated, lest they try and invade Alaska. the Louisiana Purchase. Again, didn't ask a single person there what they wanted. And Louisiana back then was far, far bigger than the modern state of Louisiana. Louisiana back then, the French possession, went almost all the way to the Canadian border, the Gadsden Purchase and so on. But times have changed. We actually look at what the people of the area in question want. So Trump is daft. As if we need any more proof, he is demented. He is criminally insane, unmoored from reality. Now, his Camarilla have cleaned him up and tried to make him a bit presentable during the presidential election campaign. But now that's over, we can expect more of the same. It's very worrying indeed. Goodbye. Please subscribe, like, and donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com.